What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to episode number 244 of Smack Talk, presented by SmackOutMoment.com. I am Tony Mango, your host of the panel. Joining me on the mic for this episode is Kalen Ferris.
Hello there.
Kalen Ferris's fan is not in the background.
Nope.
But he says no. That's something. We also have Steven Wago.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, okay. Here I am.
You're like 75% Steven Wago, so that's good enough.
What's the other part?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a mystery.
Boglins.
Probably evolution. That's a mystery, too. Yeah, Boglins. Never heard of Boglins before this day. That fulfills our slightly awkward opening quota for this week. I'm going to have some things coming up for you guys later on in different parts. The rest hold break is in part three. The hot tags are in part two. Fantasy League is going to be at the end of the show. Our main event is going to be the mailbag for July. And since we're doing the five-part setup for this episode, we have the usual part one setup here, the wrestling trivia question of the week, otherwise known as the Ask Him.
Ask Him!
That was a different one. I don't think we've done the sneezing one before. If you don't know what the Ask Him is, it's pretty simple. There are two questions that tie together in some fashion. The first one goes to the panel, and the second one goes to the audience. Last week, I did not have two questions because there wasn't a panel. I was doing that as part of the rest hold, been trying to figure out a way to sort of merge things together a little bit. So we don't have to talk about that. But the question to the audience last week was, which general manager was drafted to the opposite brand in 2004? So before I do that, why don't I just ask the panel here? You guys know the answer to that?
What was the question?
Which general manager was drafted to the opposite brand in 2004?
Paul Heyman.
Yes, it was Paul Heyman. And Kurt Angle took his place as SmackDown general manager right after that. So let's break down who said what here. Bobby Lesnar G86 says Teddy Long. Declan Macri says Paul Heyman. He gets that correct. William Carey gets Paul Heyman correct as well. Peter Piccinini gets it correct and says, I saw in top 10 WWE YouTube. Oh, they must have done that this week. Bad choice. Christopher Mara gets Paul Heyman correct as well. Jean Trudel says, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and Heyman quit after telling off Bischoff. Peter also says, I like the plugs. I laugh every time Drew mentions his YouTube channel. Okay. Bobby Lesnar throws out a couple other things here. Salwa Doom says, oh crap, this is the Ask Him, isn't it? I hope I remember to answer later. It's too late to think right now. So you left a comment without answering. Okay.
Way to go.
He also says a little bit later on, I listen to the plugs, but then again, I always listen to this as well. Please, please, never again with a solo Ask Him. It was a bit of a load on the guys doing so much this week, but they were sorely missed. Maybe people would listen to the plugs if they were some sort of, if there were some sort of fun bit afterward that people could stick around for. You mean like the outro? But seriously, if you incorporate your plugs into the rest of them, you could do the other parts that aren't as repetitive with the others, like the comment. Yeah, I'm going to work that into there somehow. The Dominator 39 says, Paul Heyman, you piece of crap, I break. Wait, oh, he says, please do this in the Iron Sheik voice. It's all caps. I was doing the all caps voice. I don't have a good Iron Sheik voice. Does anybody have a good Iron Sheik voice?
No.
Wago does.
I don't.
Oh, now I kind of want to hear Wago's. Wago, say this in a Paul Heyman voice.
A Paul Heyman voice is what you said?
Or Iron Sheik voice.
No, you got Paul Heyman now. Paul Sheik.
the Iron Heyman.
Be a terrible wrestler. If he gets the league back up, I'm going to make the Iron Heyman.
The Iron
Heyman. That's going to be weird, though, because isn't one like fucking Muslim and the other Jewish?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like that, the hybrid, sort of like when the Jets and the Sharks could get together for Maria and what's the name of the other guy? Was it Anthony? I don't know. I hate it. It's a musical. West Side Story sucks. How about this? How about Kalen? You do the Paul Sheik. Wago, you could do Iron Heyman.
Okay.
Paul Heyman, you piece of crap. I break Brock's back with Camper Clutch and make him humper fucking bullshit.
That's pretty good. I can't do any of that shit. All right, there's your impression. I'm done.
I just realized that it says Campbell Clutch.
Yeah. Hey, I read what was written.
I didn't realize that until you said it. With Campbell Clutch. That's fantastic. There's my dog barking in the background. This is a long week, everybody. I'm fucking tired. Guest five rounds us out here with saying, hot ask, did I rest hold? God damn it. mixing you up here. So let's go into this week's set of questions. And I do have two questions here based off of something that we're going to be talking about a little bit later on, that Shelton Benjamin is coming back. Figured let's talk about him a little bit. So the question to the panel.
We already did a question. You already asked us a question. You don't get to ask us two in one show.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This is the ask him again.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let's go. I'm excited.
I should label it like that, shouldn't I? Who did Shelton Benjamin face in his debut match on WWE programming?
Triple H. No, that was on Raw.
Edge.
Nope. There's two different things that you can do here. There's two from Sunday Night Heat. One was a dark match and one was televised, so I'll take either of them.
Val Venus?
Kind of close. Around the same range, but nope.
Scotty too hotty?
Nope.
No, he was a velocity jobber.
Bull Buchanan.
It was his dark match was Rob Conway. He defeated him on the international version of Sunday Night Heat, November 14th, 2000.
Even the old international,
huh? Yeah, that's probably what he won with. And he had his first televised match, as far as I could look back. July 29th, 2002, he defeated Justin Credible on Sunday Night Heat. So the question to the audience, kind of the opposite side of the spectrum here, who did Shelton Benjamin wrestle in his last match with WWE? And there's kind of two ways that you could do it, so I'll kind of accept both. One of them was televised, and one of them was a dark match. And I'll even give you a little bit more information about here. The dark match was on SmackDown, oddly enough. So if you think you know the answer, you want to take a guess, you want to throw out some other suggestions of anything else, whatever you need to do, drop those comments below. We're going to continue on in part two with the hot tags of the week. So click on that if you are on YouTube. We will see you in that section. Welcome back to part two of episode number 244. It's time for us to get into the hot tags of the week. We're going to be breaking down some news, rumors, interesting stories, and whatnot from the past few days in the world of sports entertainment and pro wrestling. And let's start off with something that's a little controversial. We're sort of on two different sides of the fence with this. The new logos for Raw and SmackDown. I am okay with the SmackDown one. Hate the Raw one. Wego, you're the complete opposite. You like the Raw one and you hate the SmackDown one, right?
Yeah, I like the Raw one. I'm not in love with it, though. It's like fucking, it's pretty standard. It's nothing special, but I like that. It's simple. It's to the point. It's got that old school look to it. SmackDown just seems like it's squished.
Where are you on this, Kalen?
I'm more on page with you, Tony. I am not really a huge fan of the Raw, and it's mostly just because of the W. The sides of the W aren't curved. It's an M. It's an upside down M. That's the part that bugs me the most. And I understand. Yeah, whatever. It's the new style. I'm just not used to it. Maybe I'll get more used to it as the weeks go on, which is likely. But right now, I'm just not in love with it.
See,
it looks too simplistic to me. You know, simple is good. Simplistic is not good. And to me, it just seems like, oh, let's just pick a random font. Okay, there it is. There's your logo.
That's with the SmackDown totally one, what I agree with.
With the SmackDown one, I like it better than the Raw. But it seems, I don't know, it looks a little TNA-ish to me, you know, sort of like the Impact logo. But I like it better, but neither of them I'm really super crazy about. But I prefer SmackDown to the new Raw logo.
A lot of people criticizing the SmackDown one for being too Impact Wrestling inspired. And I can see that. They're extremely similar. But my issue with the Raw one isn't as much the W. I hate the W, but I hate the R even more. It's like barely an R. Like the curve on the inside of the top part doesn't go in all that much. So it almost looks like a fucked up D. Or like a B that didn't get connected at the bottom of it a little bit. Like, I don't like it. I like the intro video where it has like sort of like a branding iron. That looks kind of cool. And I like the SmackDown intro a little bit. I don't like the theme songs. Those are throwing me off. But
I don't mind Shinedown as a band typically, but they do have same song syndromes. That's the only thing I think Raw's got going against itself. But the themes, they're not too bad, not the best. I think the best one they've ever had was 2003 period of Raw. I think was it Cross the Nation or something like that.
That's a good song. I always like Burn It to the Ground. Burn it to the ground and da 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 da.
It's okay.
That one's all right.
I've always preferred that 2003 and onwards theme. That was fucking awesome.
pretty much the past couple of themes for Raw I've liked, and I haven't really liked a lot of the SmackDown ones, but I haven't had to watch it, so it's been okay, you know? But, I mean, eventually we're going to get used to them, I'm sure, but I still think that the SmackDown logo looks like it would have fit with the other Raw logo more because it's got, like, that underline and the top line, which is what Raw had with the bottom underline. So when they made the new SmackDown thing, I was like, oh, that's cool, they're going to redo SmackDown. And then when they redid Raw, it was like, wait a minute. Now you're making SmackDown look more like Raw, and Raw look different. What's the point, sort of? So I don't quite get that. And I do think that it looks real, real basic. Like, if somebody just opened up Paint, typed in Raw with an underline, changed the font to, let's see, is it Arial? No. Is it Times New Roman? No. Oh, it's this one, sure. And then made it red. It was like,
to me, it just seems like they're taking a step back. And and no, I understand it has more of like a retro feel, you know, they're kind of going back to the old school days, but it just doesn't seem like we're making any progress. It seems like a step backwards to me.
Yeah. But eventually we're going to end up kind of getting used to it, and then they're going to change it again, and then we're going to be like, oh, I fucking like the other one. It's just, that's how things work. We have a new championship coming in. They announced this on Monday Night Raw. We got a match coming for SummerSlam, which is going to be Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins for what's going to be called the Universal Championship. What do you guys think about this? The idea behind it and the name?
First of all, I think it's going to be a hell of a match. I'm really looking forward to it. As far as the name, Universal Champion, again, I'm not really sold on it yet. It'll grow on me, I'm sure, but right now, it just sounds kind of awkward.
What do you think, Wago?
So I pitched around the time we were discussing having two separate brand titles and doing a WWE Universe Championship just because they're so high on that word. Universal, I actually preferred it when it, like, the idea of Universe Championship over Universal Championship. I guess it makes a little more sense. It's just a bit strange. But they're not going to be the first promotion to have a Universal Championship. Carlito's dad, the WWC, they have it. I know a couple of other promotions have done it too. I think an NWA promotion's done it. So it'll grow on people. It's not the worst name.
And one thing is that it reminds me of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. The whole universe. Kind of cheesy.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it either. I mean, I've gone on record for the past couple of months. I don't want them to have this brand split, period. I think that that's a mistake. I think that two world titles is a mistake. There's a lot of problems with that fundamentally. Now, of course, I'm going to be really excited for the Finn Balor-Seth Rollins match because if they would have announced that on NXT or SmackDown or a house show, no matter what, I would have been excited for that because I like both guys. But the Universal Championship, to me, it's like, why change the one from the WWE World Heavyweight Championship to the WWE Championship and then call this the Universal Championship? That's sort of implying that the Universal one is almost kind of more. And, okay, the World Heavyweight Championship, now you're going to have the Universal one? What are you going to do, fight intergalactic wrestlers or something? Oh, well, I'm the champion of the world.
It's just a play on the whole WWE Universe thing. You're thinking about it too hard.
Oh, I know that's what they're naming it for, but it kind of is ridiculous like that. It's like, well, you know, I'm the champion of the world. Yeah, well, I'm the champion of the fucking universe. How about that?
Well, the World Series is only open to teams from North America.
That's kind of weird. Yeah. I don't like baseball.
Well,
either.
Yeah, fucking. There's plenty of American sports that call themselves world champions, but they only play nationally. Fucking America does stupid things like that.
At the very least, though, we know that there could be people from other countries that come into the mix. We're not going to get anybody from another planet. Unless, like, that's Luke Harper's new character when they repackage it. Coming from Mars. Luke Harper. But I gotta see the look of the belt before I make a full judgment call. If this is gonna be some hideous chud of a belt, then I'm really gonna hate it. It's gotta have the big WWE logo in the middle, though, right? Like, and it should kind of have, like, a globe or something. But I don't know what they can really do. And if it's, like, I don't know, some green mess or, like, God, there's so many ways that they can make this terrible. Like, look at those tag titles. We never would have thought that that's how they would have gone. And those are garbage.
Never thought they would have kept them this long.
Does it need to look similar to the other title or completely different?
Yes.
Hold on.
I don't know. It can't look too similar, but it can't look too different either, I think.
Is there a belt from the past you'd like to inspire it?
Winged.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Has to be the... Well, you know what? I'd even go with the one that followed the winged, the one that was like the big globe. That was okay. But then again, if you have a globe on it, that kind of implies world instead of universal. So that's what's like throwing me off. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully they have some kind of a plan and it's not the people that designed the Raw logo or the even the women's title. I still think that that looks weird with that red background. It should have been like a dark purple. But we'll see.
Either way, I think it's going to be a great match. I can't wait to see if the first champion is going to be Tyler Black or Frugal Devitt.
It would have been so much better if they would have had the Universal Championship in Ring of Honor.
Jerk.
Let's move on to returns. We have confirmation that Rhino is on the SmackDown roster, and Shelton Benjamin is going to be coming up soon. We talked about him tad in the Ask Him. But what do you guys think about Shelton Benjamin and Rhino coming back? Are you excited for Terrence and Shelton, Wago?
Well, first off, vote Rhino if you're in Michigan. And that's right. He's running for office, so go Rhino.
He's going to gore the competition.
Well, I don't think he's got too much competition, so as long as you fuckers get out there and vote, you can get him in.
He needs to get endorsed by Al Gore.
But he's a Republican.
Yeah, he's a Republican.
Oh, no, don't vote for him then.
I regret, because I saw Rhino in person at a wrestling event just a couple of weeks ago, and he was selling Vote for Rhino t-shirts, and I regret not picking one up. It was a cool design.
But yeah, he's not on the left. He's not mentally ill. But as far as Rhino coming back, yeah, it's great. I love this guy. I think he's still got a lot to offer. And he's there to put over some of the younger talent when you need him to. I think Baron Corbin benefited greatly from being teamed up with him. We've seen how much he's improved now. We always talk about it. As far as Shelton Benjamin goes, dude's old.
He's 41.
Yeah, he's old. I don't think he's going to be like as good as he used to be, but we'll see. I'll give him the chance at least.
It's in his theme song. Ain't no stopping him.
Someone fetch my walker.
Kaelin, what about these two? What do you think?
Well, I've always liked Rhino, been a big fan, and we've seen recently that he can still go. So I'm excited to see him back, and yeah, it's good that he's going to be helping some of the younger talent. As far as Shelton Benjamin, I've always liked him too. I'm not really familiar with what he's been up to lately, but I'm excited to see him back in the ring. I think he's going to be a good addition to the SmackDown roster. So go Shelton. I didn't realize he was 41.
Relatively speaking, I mean, he was a part of the company for a long time a while ago. Like his last match, for those that were paying attention to the Ask Him or whatever, I think it was like 2011.
Yeah.
So he's been gone for a couple of years. That 5 years can make a big difference between 36 and 41. But I'm excited about these two. I think that Rhino, he's never been like a big favorite of mine or anything, but hey, if he's going to be there to put over some different people, he's going to like maybe have another spark of a feud with Baron Corbin, kind of pick that back up. Cool, why not? Shelton Benjamin, I've always been a big fan of. And I actually am kind of hoping that maybe he's the Miz's first opponent with this new brand split for the Intercontinental Championship. I'd love for Shelton to just get right into the mix.
As long as he loses to The Miz, because...
Oh, he'd have to lose, yeah.
Yeah, I actually think Miz has been one of the better Intercontinental Champions we've had in a while, doing very well with it.
Now, I'd like to see some kind of a feud where, like, Shelton comes in, Miz is like, you know, who do you think you are coming back here? I've been the man since you've left, and all this other kind of stuff. And Shelton's like, dude, you can talk a good game, but I'm a fucking wrestler, let's wrestle. And Miz gets, like, a, you know, cheap victory over him and stuff. Like, that'd be a kind of cool feud, I think.
They must be happy to be back in WWE, though. Shelton should be, because when him and Charlie Horace went to Ring of Honor, I know for a fact those fucking kicks hurt and those stiff matches they had with the Briscoes and everyone else.
Plus the pay, too, is probably better.
Mm-hmm. So like, I just watched them have to convert to that style, and they did it very well. But fuck me, you could tell it was a lot rougher to what they're used to.
Yeah, WWE, you could just be like, ow, he hit me. Suspend him, please. We have two other people that possibly could be returning soon, but we don't know for sure. Kurt Hawkins might be coming to SmackDown, and Jinder Mahal might be coming to Raw. So the first thing I have to ask, of course, Jinder Mahal, if he returns, he's coming in as a babyface, right? We're finally going to get that babyface.
No, because he hasn't turned, Ben. He's no, just coming just, back.
It's he, been a he, long turn, because he was a heel when he was leaving.
No, it's not correct unless he appears as a heel and turns face.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
The prophecy needs to be fulfilled the correct way.
If this happens, and he comes back and turns face, we fucking called it. It'll be the same, like, well, then we'll just have to go back to the CM Punk return imminent thing that you were doing for a long time, too. That'll be the next thing.
I don't care when he's soon, like, if he returns fucking 10 years from now, I'm gonna be like,
got it.
Told you, work!
The whole thing's been a work. And the Montreal screw job, too. Kurt Hawkins going to SmackDown makes a lot of sense, though, because Zack Ryder is there, so maybe they're gonna start pairing back up again. Maybe they're gonna feud? I don't know. Kalen, what would you like to see with these two? Or do you even want to see these two come back?
I'd like to see very little of these two. Not a big really fan like of either guy. Either.
Which two? I missed two. So who you said?
Mahal and Hawkins.
Oh, okay. Mahal. Mahal, I don't mind. He's fine if you want to stick him with Heath Slater. Get Drew back in there. I love the three-man band. I thought they were a great comedy act. By the way, Drew McIntyre, obvious pickup in this draft. Like, since the split, that's a talent you need to re-sign.
Is he still, like, in TNA, though?
I don't think they pay them money, so he should be good to leave.
they're like, we can give you food stamps, and they're like, these aren't food stamps, you just drew on a couple pieces of paper.
Now, I'm glad you said Kurt Hawkins, because that guy is ultra-talented. I know Kalen said he didn't really want to see him, but I think that's a guy they missed the boat with. If you watched him on Superstars, he was constantly trying new things, different looks. He was pretty capable on the microphone.
Yeah, I know. You preface it with, if you watched him on Superstars, it's like, first off, no.
Exactly.
Yeah. And second, it's a shame that he's only on Superstars.
But I actually went out my way a few times to watch Kurt Hawkins because I really admire his shit. So, really happy to see him back. And if he beats Zack Ryder 20 times in a row, I'll be very happy.
So would you guys rather see Hawkins and Ryder team up as the major bros again?
No, Kurt Hawkins is above him.
Oh, I was going to say, you either have the major bros or the hype bros. If you had to keep one as a tag team, what do you go with? Because the benefit of the Hawkins-Ryder team is you don't give that spot to Mojo Rawley. The downside...
I'd actually say the hype bros, I'd keep those because... That actually sandbags Zack Ryder's career more, increases his chance that he gets released.
So what about you, Kalen? Hype bros or major bros?
Man,
or do we do a stable where all three of them are together?
And yeah, there you go. That's even better.
They're the major hype bros.
that just throw them all together and see what happens. We haven't seen that combination of all three of them yet, so go for it.
If we had a more in-depth roster, I'd go with the major hype bros. And I'd make Mojo Rawley, like, the dipshit of the two.
Well, yeah.
Where, like, the two of them kind of, like, they've got their own thing. They're like, oh, man, like, we're real bros. And he's just like, yeah, man, we're hype. And they're like, oh, this fucking... you know, he's the third wheel, basically. Who knows? We're going to see. Jinder Mahal might be popping up, like, next week, as far as we're concerned. Same thing with Kurt Hawkins. But I assume Kurt Hawkins probably isn't, because Shelton Benjamin was added. So, you know, eventually we'll be seeing these guys pop up. Let's talk about squash matches. There has been a report that there's going to be more squash matches in WWE, and we've actually started to see this happen because we had a couple just on this episode of Raw and SmackDown. Braun Strowman destroyed whatever that guy was, one of the most awkward-looking people I've seen in WWE in a long-ass time. He was like,
you know they chose him just because he looked like that.
Oh, Where is your chin?
The first thing I thought of was, did you ever see like a baby bird that was, like, kind of struggling to survive? That's basically it. Like, ugh. So glad that Braun Strowman destroyed him. But I've not been the biggest fan of squash matches. I kind of think that that's, like, they're useful and they have their purpose, but it's also kind of pointless for me to watch. And if you have got a 3-hour episode of Raw, a 2-hour episode of SmackDown, I kind of don't want to, like, have to set aside 5 hours a week to watch, like, okay, Nia Jax is going to destroy somebody, and Braun Strowman's going to destroy somebody. At that point, as soon as they come out, I just am going to go do something else. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't mind the squash matches. I think it's kind of cool to watch. I just hope they don't overdo it. You know, feed them a couple of people a few weeks in a row, and then put them into a program with somebody. With, I don't know, it's one of those things where it's definitely takes me back to the older shows where they would do this more often. So I like that, because you're not really sacrificing anybody who's on the main roster. You know, you could put Heath Slater in there, but just everybody beats up Heath Slater, so it doesn't really do anybody any favors.
Club doesn't.
So I think this is cool that, plus some of these indie guys are getting some exposure, so that's cool for them. As long as they don't overdo it, I like seeing these. As long as they're short enough.
Wego, pro, con, what do you think?
I'm a very big advocate for squash matches. I think it's been a important tool that pro wrestling has lost, not just WWE. Nobody does these anymore. They're very beneficial. It helps establish a guy week to week without having to sacrifice any other talents. If he just runs through a roster member each week, he's going to run out of guys very quickly.
Especially in this brand split.
Especially in this brand split. He's just
especially in this brand split.
Especially in this brand split.
Especially in this brand split.
But yeah, so especially in this brand split.
I kind of felt like it needed to be said another time too. I don't know why.
But yeah, big tool that's been missing for a while. Glad it's back. They can only benefit from it. They've just got to be careful not to do it every single week. Have a couple one week. Then don't have one next. Then bring it back.
Wait, are you talking about Hawkins again? A big tool that's been missing for a while?
I was going to make that joke, damn it.
On that note, where's Peyton?
Especially in this brand split. Let's talk Brock Lesnar here. Apparently, he will not be suspended. And the reason why is he's classified a part-time performer. And those, this whole time, of course, we haven't heard about this until right now, have been exempt from the wellness policy. Well, this is shitty.
Doesn't surprise me. Wouldn't be surprised if Lesnar actually had it put into his contract. In addition, technically, he's not guilty of anything yet. He hasn't, like, he probably is, but it's not official yet. He still has the procedures to go through with USADA to put up his case and say he's innocent. He's not, but
I just think that this is so shitty of them because it's so transparent. Like,
well, we've seen before that certain people are above the rules, or at least they're willing to change where the bar is set. Mm-hmm. I mean, certain people can get away with stuff that other people can't. We've seen
and
that before.
Ironically, Brock Lesnar is facing the man who they changed the rules for once already.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, and that was like they shouldn't have done that. Like, you should stand by your convictions, you know?
But nah, Billy Gunn, you're not even a wrestler and you're fired.
If I was Billy Gunn, I'd be fucking pissed. I'd be calling them up right now and going, so you're going to rehire me right now, right? Because I'm not even a part-time performer. Like, if Brock Lesnar can skate by because he's a, quote, part-time performer, and Billy Gunn gets fired as a trainer, that's bullshit. Rehire Billy Gunn, set a rule that if this is the way you want to play it, okay, but it needs to apply to everybody then.
Well, as soon as Billy Gunn starts drawing the same money as Brock Lesnar, then they'll think about it.
He's the one Billy Gunn, though. There's no other like him.
He's an ass man.
Bomb, bomb.
Whoa!
Hey, let's do the final hot tag of this week. This one is just a mess. Jeff Hardy was wrestling at what is called Bloody Mania 10, which, first off, give me a fucking break. Bloody Mania 10. Hate indie wrestling like that. And after his match, he just decided to attack a bunch of random inanimate objects. He was like drop kicking a ladder and just flipping around, really making a case for him to get rehired by WWE. So he gets interviewed and they say, like, you know, what would you want your last match to be? And he goes, I want to wrestle The Undertaker in Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania. Dude, you aren't getting rehired and put in that kind of a spot if you're probably high off your ass.
Oh, he was high as shit.
Just drop kicking ladders and stuff. What is wrong with this dude? I mean, outside of drugs.
He got deleted.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's what happens when you get deleted. It's like, oh, my mind's fucked up, man. You don't understand. You've never been deleted. Kids,
whatever you do, don't get deleted.
Whatever you do, don't be like Brother Nero.
Just a mess, right?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the video, and I think somebody in our group posted the video, and I watched it. I could believe it, but it's like, what the hell are you doing, Jeff? It's really ridiculous. My, how the mighty have fallen. I used to really hold the Hardys in high esteem, you know, back in the day, but boy, how the mighty have fallen.
We go round us out here. What do you think is the next step for Jeff Hardy other than probably one foot in the grave?
He'll be cool. He'll just cut another revolutionary match promo thing and be good.
Ugh. Still have not checked out the Final Deletion.
You need to watch it.
I kind of don't want to now.
I think you do need to watch it. I think just so you can get a concept of what everyone's talking about, because I want you to realize that it's not that fucking special.
Yeah, don't go into it with any kind of expectations one way or another. Just watch it, just flat, plain, you know, and take it for what it's worth.
I don't think we've talked about it too much on this show, so can I just, see if you agree, Kalen?
Sure, what's up?
It was a goofy, funny video, and that's about it.
Yeah, yeah, it was campy, it was cheesy, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I probably would never watch it again.
Has it revolutionized pro wrestling for you? Has it changed how it's going to work?
No. I don't want to see stuff like this all the time. Once in a while is cool, but I don't know. It was cool, but it's getting a lot more hype than it deserves, I think. I enjoyed
it. Raleigh?
Yeah, right.
I haven't had an urge to watch it, really, because I've heard both things. It's like, this is the best thing ever, and this is the worst thing ever. So it's like, well, then, so it's just mediocre, I guess?
It's somewhere in the middle. It's entertaining. It's a spectacle. You have to watch it. Just see it, and that way you can be part of the conversation. You can make your opinion one way or the other.
Hmm. Still might be doing a Smark and Ounce table for that. I don't know.
You guys didn't do. If you want your opinion heard, you can drop a comment in the section below.
That's right. What did
yes, you
think?
Can. What did you think of the Final Deletion? What did you think about these hot tags, by the way? Which ones were the hottest? I'm going to assume the Raw logo. But
Caliente.
That's just because it's got that branding iron. Whatever the case may be, though, we are going to take a break. We got the rest hold coming up next, everybody. We need that little break because when we come back, we're going to start getting into all of the July mailbag questions that you guys sent in. Actually, not all of them, because some of them we're not going to answer. But we're going to answer the majority of them in part four. Click on part three. Part four is coming up after that. Part five is coming up after that as well, because that's how numbers work. And we'll see you guys in three, four, and five. It's rest hold time, everyone. This is our commercial break section of the show that takes care of the promotional stuff and some other things mixed in just to kind of give that its own little environment away from everything else. We're going to start off with the Smark My Words comment of the week, which this week it goes to Silent Wind of Doom for something that he left in our Battleground post-show chat on Mixlr, which was we were talking about Lana and Rusev and the whole thing of, like, he's the only one that can have me and all that. He said, and it made us crack up at the time, it still kind of makes me crack up, he says, he gets to get all up-ins, which is a ridiculous way to put it. But thank you, Silent Doom, for sending that comment, and thank you to everybody that joined us in that live chat, and all the people that participated in all the other conversations that we have as well. All the comments that you guys leave all over the different platforms are always greatly appreciated. One of those main ways that you can do that is to join our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/group/TheMegaManiacs. Not only will you be able to voice your opinion during live shows and just randomly throughout the week, but we also give you guys some little more information about the shows, and you get to interact with us a little bit more, so definitely go ahead and sign up for that group on Facebook. If you want to help support the growth of Smark Out Moment, there are a few ways that you can help us out. You can take a Smark Out Moment signed to a wrestling show as part of the Sign Me Up initiative. Just send me a picture of that, and I'll give you a little shout-out on the website. You can donate money through PayPal, the YouTube's fan funding method, or you can become a patron at Patreon. Is it Patreon or Patreon? Or Patreon? I don't know. Whatever that is, you can go ahead and sign up for that. You can also buy some t-shirts, mugs, and other merchandise over at our Redbubble and TeePublic shops. And you can do that for Fanboys Anonymous as well. There's actually much more for Fanboys Anonymous than Smart Cut Moment because WWE keeps taking down my designs. Or, most importantly, you guys can spread the word through social media. Every time that you retweet us, you like or share something that we post on Facebook, you post a link to an article of ours on Reddit or a message board that you guys are a part of, anything like that's going to help out a lot. And it might seem even trivial, but when you guys give a thumbs up to our YouTube videos, that helps us in the YouTube searches and stuff. So if you're watching this, make sure you hit that thumbs up. It's going to go a long way. And the same thing can apply to Fanboys Anonymous. That's the website that deals with the geek culture stuff. It's pretty much just me for the most part talking about movies, but we pepper in some other things here and there. So if that's something that you're into, go ahead and subscribe to Fanboys Anonymous on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and obviously keep checking fanboysanonymous.com itself. That's it for this quick rest hold, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We're going to get into our main event, which is going to take quite a while. Lots of mailbag questions that you guys submitted for July. So let's start doing that in part four. Make sure you click on that, everyone. We'll see you there. Welcome back, everybody. We are freshened up from that rest hold. We are going to get into our main event for this episode of Smack Talk, which is going to be the July mailbag questions you all submitted from the past couple of weeks here. And as I mentioned before, we are not going to answer every single one of them. Some of them we've answered before. Some of them, you know, just we kind of don't want to answer and stuff like that. But the majority of them we are going to get into here. We're going to dig in first with Christopher Marin, who says, who would you have given 10-plus world titles to, and should Randy Orton, John Cena, Triple H, and Edge have won that many? I'll start off here. I think that, as I've mentioned before, one of the downsides of the brand split is that more people get more titles, and it kind of demeans the whole thing. So back in the time, Bret Hart used to be a 5-time champion, and it was like, wow. And now it's like, yeah, 7-time champion. You can get some more. I think, though, those guys kind of make sense. Randy Orton, John Cena, Triple H, and Edge. Because they were really at the top for a long time. Undertaker and Shawn Michaels are the only two other people that I would have given more than 10 title reigns to. And somebody that I think should not have gotten to that point, and, you know, he could have really easily, was Batista. I'm glad that he wasn't. Wego, I'm going to start off with you. What do you think of these guys getting the 10 world titles, and is there anybody else that should have gotten that?
Based off what pro wrestling's become, all of them deserve the championships that they have. But personally, I don't think any of them, well, maybe Triple H because of how long his longevity, but and Shawn Michaels could be one of those guys. But for the most part, I prefer them to have less title reigns, but longer title reigns. Let's face it, most of these guys should only like have half the title wins that they do if they didn't fucking like take the title off of them for 1 or 2 months.
Caitlin, what about you?
Well, the thing about having 10 world title runs is that you also lost it 10 times. So I agree that fewer title runs that are longer mean more. You know, sure, you won it 10 times, but you also lost it 10 times. So I think Orton, Cena, Triple H, and Edge all deserved it. As far as who I would add to the list, you already said Shawn Michaels. I think that's an easy one. I would like to have seen Eddie hold more titles. Eddie Guerrero's always been a good superstar, in my opinion. So I would like to have seen him hold the title a little bit more. And, of course, Kurt Angle. He held it several times. I don't know the exact number, but Kurt Angle held it several times. But he didn't quite make that mark. But I would like to have seen him do it.
That's a good choice. I think Angle makes a lot of sense. And, I don't know, maybe I would say maybe Bret Hart, maybe Hulk Hogan.
No, don't give Bret Hart anything. He's a shitty human being.
Maybe if he got 4 out of 10.
Nah.
Drew would have laughed. He liked that 4 out of 10 joke for like the longest fucking time.
Hey guys, it's too close to the mic guy. It's so fucking funny.
Hey, too close to the mic guy says 4 out of 10.
Oh, I'm going to do this every week because I fucking think I'm hilarious and I don't realize that everybody thinks I'm a stupid fucking idiot.
But Wego, I'm going to say something offensive.
I'll carry this dog shit everywhere.
Drew is not joining us, but I have a couple answers from him later on, so we'll get into that. I don't remember for sure who asked us this next question. I think it was Silent Wind of Doom, so I'm going to give it credit to Silent Wind of Doom for it, but it was, what would your porn star names be? So there's been a couple different ways that you can kind of determine that. I've always heard, like, the street name, that you grew up on and like your pet's name or something, and then like your middle name mixed with whatever. What's the one that you guys had heard the most?
Yeah, I heard the first pet's name and the street you grew up on. If that were the case, mine would be Mickey South. But if we were going just by anything I can pick, I'd be Mighty Johnson.
Headbanger Mosh.
I'm going to opt out because I don't want people to find my old videos.
Peyton already fucking dug out your old pictures.
No. What would my name be? If it was the first pet and your street name, it would be Sparky Crestview. Which, that's like not a very good board name.
Sounds like
a
why.
Whenever I'm trying to think of a name, I always just remember fucking Meatloaf trying to come up with his name on South Park. Tri-Tip!
I got to assume it would be some kind of play off the mango name, like Fruit Cocktail or something like that. Like, just some kind of a stupid thing like that. But I want to know what you guys think our porn star names should be. That's more important. You guys leave those comments.
Oh, God.
Give porn star names to all of us, as well as Drew, Sean, Peyton, anybody else that you want to throw out there. You
just
guys
remember, when you're coming up with it, the fox is Peyton's...
his spirit animal. Ring Kings. So these two for sure are Silent Winter Doom. He says, I've never been too big on Sasha and the tourneys and such, but seeing her go with a more natural look the past couple of weeks made her look 1,000 times better to me. She looked worse Sunday at the pay-per-view with the makeup globbed on, but better again when she won on Monday. Is there anything that you feel can ruin the appearance of a woman, like Tony's distaste for tattoos and Wago's hate of period hair?
Yeah, 200 pounds.
Yeah, fat for sure. That's a major one. And there's been, like, I've seen some, like, fat people that have been, like, kind of, like, where we'd be like, oh, man, you'd be so cute if you weren't fat, like, you know. It sucks when you're fat and you can't lose the weight and stuff. I'm not completely just making fun of fat people, but that's true. I mean, I'm not attracted to fat people. Tattoos, as you mentioned.
I'm not attracted to unhealthy people. Fucking overweight.
Anorexic, too,
like,
yeah. That's,
like, ridiculously yeah. overweight, ridiculously underweight, smoking.
Mm-hmm.
That's
smoking's
what I was gonna
a big,
bring up, yeah.
Big
yeah,
negative
fucking,
for that.
If you smell like beer all the time... That type of shit. Like, just basic stuff. Fucking general hygiene.
Yes.
Right.
Take care of yourself. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I don't, you smell like one of these fucking festival goers all year round. Get the fuck out.
I don't like certain styles all that much. Like, I hate when people have, like, the shaved side of their head.
Oh, too thick eyebrows. That's a big turnoff for me. Where they fucking, like, paint it on. That shit's obnoxious.
That's a downside.
Like, bad teeth is a big one for me. Ooh. I don't... Ugh. That's a big turnoff. Bad teeth.
Bad teeth is terrible. I'm not a big fan of piercings.
I like tattoos on a girl as long as they're done well.
I don't like tattoos like at all.
Yeah, I know. You're a bitch.
Like, I mean, if somebody's got like a little heart on their foot, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're disgusting. You know what I mean?
But I think tattoos are some of the hardest things that can be on a woman.
Like that Zara Schreiber girl?
Oh, she was nice.
She was real hot, and I think she would have looked so much better without those tattoos.
I think she would have looked so much better if she wasn't a Nazi.
Well, that too.
I know you don't, and I don't, Tony. Wago, do you have any tattoos?
No, not yet. I've been one of these guys that wants a tattoo, but I don't want to be the guy that regrets getting a tattoo, so I'm waiting until I know it's something I'll like.
So I can't pass up this idea of this joke. It's so stupid, but I have to. 0 to 10. Would you rank Zara a 9 out of 10?
Oh, Tony, get out.
Didn't you have enough of those jokes when like the story originally came around?
Probably. I also don't like the globbed up makeup, like Silent Winter Doom was saying. Like, Wago, Wago, you just spread it out, the thing about the eyebrows. I hate with when people that do the eyebrow thing, but I also hate when they've got like, you know, they're trying to make like their lips stand out so much with like weird ass fucking colors, and they like have like the glitter on their face and stuff, like just
hoop earrings.
Oh god, yeah.
I don't like the weird eyebrows, like when they completely get rid of the eyebrows and they draw on these scary looking ones. That's
yeah
weird.
That's what I also meant with the eyebrows. There's so many ways you can fuck up your eyebrows today, and they're like, yeah, I'm fucking pretty, yeah, you fucking look horrendous.
I'm also not a fan of like goth stuff.
I can do goth. That's
oh, yeah, I can get down with that.
Like, I'll put it... partially my type.
Really? See, I go with the kind of thing where it's like, if there's like a hot goth girl, she'll still be hot, but I'll be like, man, why don't you just like not be goth and you'll be even hotter?
I prefer grunge. I like if anything that's kind of like grunge or punk rock. I like too.
I like preppy, but I am preppy. So.
Bitch, with your fucking preppy spike chair and your preppy fucking pink shirt.
I like somebody who can match me in my pink dress shirt.
Jeez.
Let's see another Silent Doom question here. If you had the belt, what would your what would be on the plates? I like that question a lot. I think it would be either the mango tree logo or just a mango.
Big fucking dick.
So you'd have to get a different model to do that, right?
Now, would it be a picture of a dick on the plates, or would it be like a 3D dick coming out of the sides of the plates, like spikes?
No, just portraits of Sif's fucking leaks.
Just a picture of cocknose.
Anything they have to blur out.
It just says "fuck you." Caleb, what are your plates going to be?
My plates, I would probably be. I'm a big fan of cats, especially big cats like lions and tigers and jaguars. So it'd probably be like a lion or a panther or a jaguar or something like that. Some fierce-looking cat.
Actually, I want an animated video of Mufasa killing Scar.
Jesus Christ!
Mufasa doesn't kill Scar.
All the way around.
I haven't watched Lion King in a long time. I gotta rewatch that movie.
Everyone would love to see Mufasa kill Scar. That'd be a fucking hero.
Dad, wake up! Get up, Dad!
I love the one where there's an advertisement, WD-40 fixes anything, and it's Simba spraying WD-40. Here.
Get up, Dad! I was going to make a plate bowl joke, but we can move on. Sent in from Callum Wiggins. Now that there has been a few months and the dust has settled, how do you rate WrestleMania 32 looking back on the event?
32 was the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Still shit.
I liked it, still.
No, 32 was the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 31 was much better.
Yeah.
31 was one of the best WrestleManias of all time. 32 had a hard act to follow.
30 was better too, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I like 30. Yeah, I like 31, then I like 30, and 32 is just not even close. But overall, it was just such a miss on so many things. I mean, you come out with that Zack Ryder IC title win, which is stupid. And you know what? If they had actually ran with it and did something, I could say, well, at least they proved me wrong. But no, he lost the title next night on Raw, like we all fucking said straight after it happened.
Well, this was a pay-per-view that was really hindered by all those injuries. Like, we didn't get the John Cena Undertaker match. We didn't get Sting Undertaker. We had a lot of people missing.
Seth Rollins was out.
Undertaker wrestled Shane.
That's right.
It took me a second. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that match was good. The Roman Reigns and Triple H match was actually good, but I couldn't get into it because the fans were just going, we like the sound of our own voice!
Yeah, that was annoying.
And the whole title reign after that was kind of fucked up, too.
What else was there? Like, there wasn't anything that was... there's nothing on that show other than Shane's table bump, I guess, where I'm like going, oh man, that was a WrestleMania moment.
Was the 20-man Battle Royal, the Andre the Giant Memorial.
Yeah, Baron Corbin won that.
Yeah, I just would have rather not had the fucking Battle Royal, to be honest.
Women's Championship debuted with Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Actually, thinking about it, that was probably match of the night and the best moment of the night, the Triple Threat Women's match. Yeah, that was probably the number one thing I took away from it. Overall, it was just a dud pay-per-view.
I liked it, but I think it was the weakest of the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
I think every fucking event that we've had so far this year after Mania has been better.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is an average WrestleMania. I'm saying it's an average pay-per-view full stop. It was a shit WrestleMania.
I think SummerSlam's going to be better.
Definitely.
I think so, yeah.
I should fucking hope so.
It's already shaping up to be that way.
Another question here from Callum. Say you wanted to book a feud featuring two superstars, women slash teams, like whatever that case may be, that ended in a double turn. Who would you pick and why? Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Without a doubt.
Yeah, that was the easy answer that I came up with, too. I was trying to think of something else that was less obvious, but I'm blanking right now.
The question went by really fast. Could you repeat that?
Which two wrestlers or teams or women would you book in a double turn?
A double turn, yeah. I guess Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. Everyone else is actually in a pretty good spot. I guess you could do it with AJ and John Cena just to get them in the roles that I'd rather have them. But by the way, I just wanted to quickly mention this. This is like going to be a pretty big video. You guys fucking, especially you, Peter, have a habit of just leaving comments without any reference to what it fucking is. Timestamp your shit.
Oh, yeah. Because it'll be like, LOL at foot pun. We still don't know what that meant.
At least, like, just even if it's a sentence that just describes what we're on about, or just put the fucking minute and second that you're on. Because we have no idea. Like, we're not being fucking unsociable. You bastards fucking don't do it right.
We're not being unsociable, you bastards. Now, he does bring up a good point, though. If you guys...
yeah, you're laughing at me going, oh, he's called him the bastards, but he is right.
If you timestamp it or you just put a little, like, at whatever, like, you know, at question six or even... Actually, don't do that. Don't do at question six because I don't know what questions are what numbers. Just be like...
30 seconds.
Yeah, do the timestamps. That's even
just
better.
Do the timestamp. It's not fucking hard. Literally got to pause the video, look at the time, type it, then you comment.
Just do the timestamp and get the Patriot.
By this time, they've already fucking started like answering all their shit, so now like we're going to have half of them not timestamped anyway, but I thought it was worth pointing out.
You can go back and edit comments, can't you?
Yeah, you can, but like, I'm too fucking lazy.
Let's see here. Do you think WWE should establish weight classes and fit their titles according to this? Nope. It hinders them too much.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's more exciting when anybody can go for any title.
Nope.
And especially when the roster is split now, you don't want to further limit who the people can face.
You can't have a cruiserweight championship and not establish weight classes.
I don't think you should have a cruiserweight championship.
That one, obviously.
Like, but other than that. They bring in a cruiserweight championship. That if SmackDown, I don't give a fuck what they do. Raw has to have weight classes now, as far as I'm concerned.
And they, instead of having the World Heavyweight Championship, they're going to have the Universal Championship.
Seriously, like, the best thing you can do is... Because you can pull off having two weight classes. You just make them fucking... don't just diminish one. The Cruiserweight was, yeah, you're too small to be a main eventer title. Don't make it that. You can have a main event Cruiserweight. But... they're going to have a cruiserweight title and not weight classes because that makes sense.
I think the only way you can do this is if you have about triple the roster, no brand extension, and you have the WWE World Heavyweight Championship as the only world title. You get rid of the Intercontinental in the United States and make it the WWE Middleweight Championship, and then you have the Cruiserweight Championship. You could still have a tag team.
Well,
and you could
that
still
actually
have...
make no sense because cruiserweight's actually higher than middleweight. You'd have to call
it
a lightweight title. Yeah, so basically their cruiserweight division is essentially in between light heavyweight and heavyweight. It actually makes no fucking sense because they also blow up everybody's weight. If you wanted to do it correctly, you'd have to like really change a few things, but it's what it is.
So... Because I always thought that middleweight made sense because it would be in the middle of the two. It would go world heavyweight, and then what would be like the middle between the cruiserweight and that?
It's heavyweight, cruiserweight, light heavyweight, middleweight, welterweight, lightweight.
Huh. So cruiserweight would be the next step.
Uh-huh. So cruiserweight's like, cruiserweight's basically a way of saying you're not heavyweight, but you're not shit. You're not like some scrawny dude. But then their dudes look like they're 110.
Oh, but then you do the WWE Super Heavyweight. Only the fat guys. I don't like the... I don't think that the structure that they have can work with it.
I don't think they're prepared for it, but it's fucking awkward if you have a cruiserweight title and a heavyweight title. But then again, as long as they don't call the main title the heavyweight, I guess you can get away with it. Just seems dumb. Yeah. It's almost like if you're not a certain weight, you should have to challenge for the cruiserweight. It's weird.
And that you shouldn't be able to challenge for other titles if you're in the cruiserweight division.
I tell you what, it's awkward having that title and Finn Balor on the same roster.
Or like Kalisto, you know?
I'm looking at Finn Balor and I'm going, dude, you should be the fucking cruiserweight champion because, yeah, you're that weight.
Yeah.
Peyton's not here to answer this question about season 2 of Lucha Underground being better than season 1. But Peyton, if you're listening, leave a comment. Nobody has any thoughts about it. You guys didn't watch Lucha Underground, right?
I watched like a couple episodes. I've got nothing bad to say about Lord Trojan Ground. It's just a very unique experience. It's one of those where I'll probably binge watch it at some point. I heard their Ultimate Lucha, which was separated into three episodes this time, was good, but nowhere near as good as the last one. So generally I've heard that season one was better in its finale, but season two was better throughout.
Yeah, I only watched the first episode of the second season of Lucha Underground. I enjoyed it. I would like to watch some more, but I just haven't gotten into it that much. So I'm looking forward to doing that someday. I'll probably binge watch it like Wago said.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before I do because somebody had to make a fucking draft. So now I have to watch more WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fucking which probably shit. Won't end up happening. I'll probably just pick one show again.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to guest five. He says, with SummerSlam coming up, do you think it would be better if the event was held in an open roofed arena or stadium to try to make it a little bit different from the rest of that stuff? Or should it just be a normal roofed in kind of dome situation like that than like the normal kind of stuff?
Smaller arena with a roof, the better. Keeps the sound in. A lot of these open arenas fucking kill the entire feel of the pay-per-view. So many WrestleManias have been so awkwardly quiet because of these shitty fucking stadiums.
See, I'm going to go the opposite route because I want them to distinguish a more summery vibe to it. I've been wanting them to combine Bash at the Beach.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
And Great American Bash. And I think that SummerSlam...
The Great American Bash at the Beach.
The Great American Bash at the Beach, yeah. I've put this out there a while ago that they used to have a thing called Season Beatings, or Season's Beatings, like Season's Greetings kind of a thing. I think you need to do specials based off of Season's Beatings, and you should do Halloween Havoc, the Great American Bash at the Beach, which should be a July 4th outside kind of a thing, and New Year's Revolution. And I can't remember what the other one was. Spring Stampede, I think it was. I think that if you don't do that, and SummerSlam is going to be the only like summer thing, it'd be kind of cool to do it as like an outside sort of thing because it's like the biggest party of the summer. We're outside, but then that takes away from WrestleMania a little bit. So
nothing says an amazing match like Seth Rollins and Ty Little Black when they Seth Rollins and Ty Little Black. Wow, Seth Rollins and Finn Balor.
That's going to be a great match.
Hey, it would be. It's fucking you guys doing the fucking smart mark impression the whole show. But yeah.
The only thing better than Tyler Black versus Fergal Devitt.
Nothing says an amazing match between them while the freaking can't hear any of the fucking fans, though. They're so quiet in those open arenas. It kills the entire vibe for me.
How about you give them all those microphones that Abraham Washington used to have?
As long as they don't make any jokes about rape, sure. Let's kick them out.
I mean, visually, I think the outdoor ones in the sun actually do work better, I think, visually. But that, I think, probably should be saved for WrestleMania. But you are totally right about the sound. If the sound isn't there, if you can't hear the crowd, you just – if it gets too big, it kind of loses a bit at a certain point. So I agree. Keeping it to a moderate-size arena, whether it be roofed or not. Roofed or roofed? I don't know. Whether it be roofed or not, just don't make it too big because yeah, it takes away.
You ever hear people call it a rough?
Rough.
Those people are terrible. So we're in agreement then. Instead of SummerSlam, it should be the Great American Bash at the Beach that they do this outside, right?
No, you agree on that.
I think that we're in agreement. I think that everybody should leave their agreements in the comments below with a timestamp.
Do you remember when Peyton said that Shane McMahon wasn't coming back and we're all stupid?
Hey, I wasn't there. I would have been on Peyton's side for that one.
Let's see. When's your beat up John Cena day? Every day.
Every day, man.
Every day, but especially April 23rd, because that's his birthday. So I'd want to beat him up extra that day.
That's birthday punches, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I hadn't penciled in for a 6 o'clock that day. You can't have that day.
Let's move on to Peter's questions. I wanted this. I should have started off the whole thing with this one. That would have been funny. How are you today?
You should have started with that.
My back hurts. It's really hot in this room, so I hope this podcast ends soon. And that's about it.
I've had a shit week and a half of being overworked and with the draft and San Diego Comic-Con, and two laptops died on me in the span of 3 days. And I did 30-something articles. And 8 movie trailer reactions, 3 of which had copyright claims that I had to fight. I won them today. Fuck you, Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
I am so worn out. I actually passed out around like 4 o'clock this afternoon and woke up only at 8 o'clock from everybody going, when are we doing the fucking podcast? So I am out of it, and this is going to be one of the last things I do for the entire week. I'm going to take the couple days off because fuck it. He also specifies, though, where has Drew been? Is he okay? Drew sent me an answer to this. Drew says, since the beginning of June, I began the process of moving out of my parents' house into a place I live at now with my friends and girlfriend. We didn't have TV or internet for a while, but thankfully we do now. I've had a couple issues while recording since I moved in. Yeah, like turning your mic around. One is my location. Is the location my computer is currently at, where I have an echo, where I'm recording because the ceiling is very tall, blah, 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 blah. Another issue, more relevant, got promoted as a manager for his job, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so he's been busy doing that kind of stuff.
Hey, Drew, you're the manager now. You're coming in at 4 a.m.
He says, it sucks because I miss watching wrestling and doing the podcast regularly. So that's where Drew's been. Also, I'm a little bit hungry.
So yeah, that's why the podcast improved.
I do think it's kind of funny, though. Like, if I would have started off this as, like, all right, our big mailbag questions for the month. You guys want to get into some wrestling talk? First question, how you guys doing? But I appreciate it, Peter. Thank you for that.
I don't.
Other than when you record the podcast, remember
you're
that...
Oh, you're not going to ask how me and Wago are? Fuck you.
There, you guys answered, didn't you?
I did.
I didn't.
I don't care what you feel like.
How are you, Kalen?
I'm all right.
So glad that I went back to you.
Glad you made us think about it now.
Now, just for that, your team name's whatever that thing you didn't want it to be. All right, this is kind of confusing. He says, other than when you record the podcast, remember that joke.
Oh, the podcast. I get it. What?
I don't get the joke.
Wait, what was the...
Other than when you record the podcast, parentheses, remember that joke.
All right, shut up. You're an idiot.
Are you calling this podcast a joke?
Not you, but Tony, the person who ever asked that. You're
Peter.
Yeah,
so Peter, you got to clarify what that joke is. I'm totally lost.
Explain.
But he says, do you guys ever meet up with each other in real life? I have not seen anybody other than, Dace and Dane, if you count, are from my area. They're literally in the same town, so yeah. Caroline and Peyton, I've met up with for Comic-Con and such. And everybody else, like Drew, Wago, Kaylin, Angie, Sean, haven't met them in person yet, so...
Well, as for me and Kaylin, we've met up once. We did some Simpsons trivia. We're probably going to meet up again and go to Cedar Point. He's in Ohio. I'm in Michigan. We're about a couple hours away from each other, so it's not the hardest trip in the world. But do plan on meeting Mike and everyone else. I did want to go to Comic-Con 1 year, but finances are a bitch. Drew was going to go too, but...
Burnt some chairs.
He said he burned some chairs. He just backed out because he's a fucking bitch, but yeah.
So Drew is the only one among us who has never met another member of the podcast in person, right?
Yeah, he chickened out.
That's true, yeah.
He's just fucking coward.
I know Sean wants to come here soon. He's been talking about, like, oh, I got to find a way over there. I think if Sean comes over to the United States, he's not going to want to leave.
He doesn't get past border control. He says some dumb shit.
He'll be like, oh, this is a fucking bomb, and all right. Like, oh, he said bomb? What the hell? So yeah, I don't know. It'd be kind of cool if we could all meet up at some point, do a pay-per-view or something like that. But
yeah, I honestly don't think the entire team's ever all gonna meet in one place.
I doubt it. It's
gonna be parts here and there, but we'll work to it. Maybe we can all go to a WrestleMania together 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to meet up in
real life. I thought we all recorded this in a studio together. Are you telling me that's not true?
Why did you just hit me, Wago? why do you think Tyson Kidd / The Rock is still employed under a wrestler's contract? I think that they're waiting for Tyson Kidd's contract to just expire, and I don't think that The Rock is.
Well, also, the last time they let Rock's contract expire, they didn't get him back for several years.
I think he's just like an ambassador kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think he's under a real contract. I think he just like does an appearance deal now and again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all in agreement, Kidd's not wrestling again, right?
Maybe. Like, I think it's highly unlikely. I think...
I hope he does.
I hope he does, unless he's in some serious pain or... if there's any possibility he can re-injure his neck, he probably shouldn't either.
No, yeah, if it's too risky, he damn sure better not.
Because I wouldn't expect to see him, but I like him. I wouldn't expect to see him, but I would be happy if he did show back up.
Because all the sick fucks on the internet still want Kurt Angle to wrestle because they're fucking idiotic and haven't realized he can't move his fucking head anymore. So it wouldn't surprise me if people want Tyson Kidd too if he's in the same way. But if he's anything like Kurt, he needs to stay out of the business.
This one's almost specifically for Wego, but it's, what do you think of Britain leaving the European Union?
I'm for it. Initially, it's going to have some catastrophic financial issues, but that was writing on the wall. Anyone that didn't expect that's a fucking moron. The biggest issue with the whole Brexit thing was representation. Something that kind of flew under the radar for when America was reporting on it. It's just like, this isn't good for America. Fuck what England thought, apparently. But the gist of it was, we've challenged EU legislation 60-plus times. We have never once changed or beaten EU legislation. We don't get to vote the officials in. They're chosen, and they're normally all democratic, and regardless of what side you're for, it's never good to have just one party in power.
Right.
I go more to the right, and I'll fucking gladly admit that. People want to fucking say everybody was a racist that fucking voted for Brexit, but there is some serious issues with Islamic immigration right now. You can't deny it. There's a migrant rape crisis going on right now. I don't think they've gone a day without having some terrorist issue recently. Like, it's got to have been going on for a good month now. Europe's fucked. It's a sinking ship. I expect France to leave next. I think this is a win for the UK. I think more people are going to leave Europe, leave the EU now. And people are going to get their sovereignty back.
I don't know anything about it, but I think Brexit is funny.
Yeah, I fucking love that name. I was like, whoever came up with that. Good for you, because it's pissing people off.
That's like literally all I know about the whole situation is I was like, Brexit. That's kind of funny. Typical American, right? This isn't happening in America? Or my town specifically? I don't fucking care. It's like,
pretty much.
Yeah. I say the people's voices have been spoken, or have been heard, rather. The people spoke their voice and they've been heard. And good for them.
Another question here. Do you have any pets? I have a really, really stupid dog and two birds that don't shut the fuck up.
You know they don't.
Chirp.
Chirp. Four cats, one dog.
I have had cats my entire life, and at one point I had 7 cats. Yes, I know, that's crazy.
Crazy cat lady.
But just a couple weeks ago, my 20-year-old cat passed away, unfortunately. So this is the first time in my life that I've not had any pets at all. But I do have 2 stray cats that have been coming around my house, and I've been feeding them. And goddammit, I'm probably going to end up adopting them and naming them and doing all that stuff. So, one was just in my house, and I just escorted him outside.
Escorted
him? Yes. That's the
move along, buddy. Yeah.
You've got like those, the things at the airports.
Wago, did you say, can you name one? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I want to name one.
Yeah, if you're as good as naming cats as you are as a fantasy league team, sure, go ahead.
What, you don't want your cat to be called Brianna's bitch cat?
No, what's your idea? If you have a good idea, I'd actually consider it.
I need to see the cat first. You have to put the...
All right, I'll send you pictures.
Into this.
Since Drew didn't name that cat the name I wanted him to name it, I think that you should pick the name up. I think you should name one of those cats Lamp.
Lamp?
If I ever get a derpy-ass cat, I might call him Lamp. See, my cats have got awesome names. I've got Vander, who's named after Evander Holyfield, because he's got half an ear. Then I named my other cat that I adopted, one of my other cats I adopted, Mike Tyson, because he's the one that bit it off. So he's named Tyson. I got Shima, which means stripe in Japanese. He was my first cat. He's a 14-pound motherfucker. And there's Abby, who is our little black bastard.
Is that the one that's always just kind of like, can I come in?
Shima, yeah, he's the one that headbutts the fucking shit.
Hey, what are you doing? Thud, thud. Is this something that's like audio thud?
Yeah, that's Shima.
Yeah, I got to meet Wago's cats, and I got to say they're pretty cool.
They're a little sheepish just because of certain things that happened the last time you were around, but they'll
you be have lot, sheep cats?
They'll be a lot more I said sheepish jackass. Yeah. but yeah, they're a lot more sociable now.
One of them's named Barry.
Well, as it happened, back when I used to live in England, I used to live in a very populated area by sheep. So when I was like webcamming with Jana because I started to move to the US at all, she was hearing fucking sheep going off at 4 a.m. in the morning, and I just like point the laptop towards the cam window, and this is a sheep staring in at her.
That's creepy as hell.
Yeah.
And then the cats committed crime, so now they're on the lam.
I had six geese as well. They sucked.
This question is for Wega. Would you consider Pokemon Wi-Fi battling fans on Twitch?
I would have no idea how to do that because the Pokemon games that I've all... Well, I've got a DS with games on it, but I don't know how to emulate that onto my PC. If you have a way I can do it, then let me know. I've got emulators that I play for the Twitch games. Now, if I can Wi-Fi battle... Actually, no, I can't Wi-Fi battle with those because the DS games prior to the 3DS battle had their servers shut down, so... Yeah, unless I can get the 3DS to emulate, the answer is no.
Ooh, what you could do is they have the Pokemon trading card game online that you can play it. You could do the...
I'm playing trading cards, you fucking nerd.
Was that Jester? similar token, have you downloaded Pokemon Go? And if so, what are your thoughts?
Level 12, Team Mystic. Yes, I have. Fun little game. Bit addictive. Glad it's getting people outside. I'm also glad it's getting people in the road hit by cars because the headlines are great. My favorite one recently is that somebody tried to basically...
The fan?
Yes. The yeah, they tried to hack... So basically, the amount of steps you take is very similar to the handheld. The more steps you take, the quicker your eggs hatch. Somebody attached it to a ceiling fan, their phone. Let it spin around, it flew off, hit them in the face, gave them this huge fucking lump on their head. Look it up, it's fucking hilarious. Natural selection at its finest.
Dumbasses.
Kaelin, have you gotten it yet? You said you didn't have a phone for it.
I've been playing Pokemon Go.
Kaelin got rid of his fucking, like, old...
His rotary phone.
I have been playing Pokemon Go. I am also at level 12, even though I had to restart my account. And Team Valor, by the way.
Fucking...
Yeah, Team Valor.
Team Valor.
Spit on you.
And, well, at least I'm not Instinct, though. That's the worst. I'm not Extinct.
I've had that game for a while, and you're level 12. Shows how much I like little I play that shit.
I'm a level 7?
And well, yesterday I went from level 8 to level 12, just playing yesterday. And I haven't even used my lucky egg yet. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait till I'm about 15, pop my lucky egg, and then evolve all those Pidgeys. What I did yesterday, I wanted to share this story with you, though, real quick. Last night, I went downtown in my city. And there's this place by the river that spawns a bunch of Pokemon. And there's
You're
like
not
going to
sing the song?
Right there. No, I'm sorry. And I was, you know, I knew I had heard people been going down there to catch them and hang out. There's like these big stone steps and a fountain down there. And so I parked a couple blocks away, walking over there. I'm seeing people walk around downtown playing it. You know, two people here, four people there, one person there. And I'm expecting to see about 30 people. I come over this hill, and I'm able to see down over the fountain, over all the steps. Last night at about 11:30, I went down there. There was at least 250 people in this park after dark playing Pokemon. It fucking blew my mind. I thought there may be a couple dozen people, but hundreds were down there, and it was really cool scene. You know, everyone was super friendly. No one was, you know, split into gangs for the different teams or anything. Everyone was really helpful. There'd be a call like, hey, there's a war turtle over here. So a mass exodus of like 200 people would all walk at the same time, like two blocks east, just so we could all get the war turtle.
It was bad to find an area like that and just be like, I fucking Mewtwo.
It's a Weedle.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's such a phenomenon. But yes, I have been playing Pokemon Go and I love it. It's great.
I think it's slightly overrated, but it's a very fun game. Like, it's very fun, but it's not this fucking amazing must-have. If you've got some time to kill, want to go on a walk, go ahead.
Exactly. There's not much depth to it, but...
But if you want to be really cool... Time
exercise.
There's something called lure modules in the game, which you can drop off at Pokestops. There's several Pokestops, which are children's hospitals. If you've got a few that you just want to drop off, drop it off for the kids, because it gives them something to do, because they can't run around too much.
Very good idea. Aw. Way go.
That's my good date of the year.
Of the year. Say,
that's really out of character for you.
Yeah, I'm going to be back to like going, yo, you want to kick midgets?
Well, after you drop that lure module, just take off their life support. Peyton can't answer this one about which characters does he miss the most from 2K16.
It doesn't say characters. Read it.
Peyton, which one of your babies do you miss the most? Okay. Was there any thought of doing a brand split with so many superstars? Would Tony or Wago run it? I ain't running shit. There's the answer to that then.
I'll fucking run my own Twitch channel enough since I got this new job. I can't fucking do that.
Since King Barrett is gone, is another King of the Ring going to be coming up soon? I doubt it.
Probably.
But, you know, that'd be kind of cool if they did another King of the Ring.
Unless it's its own pay-per-view and most of the matches happen on the pay-per-view or on the special, I don't want to see it. I hate it when it's solely on a brand. I hate it when it's solely on just the TV shows. And I hate it when the guy has to do a King gimmick.
Yeah.
If there was one person, though, that you would want to see do a King gimmick, who would it be? I have an answer.
What's your answer?
Bo Dallas. I would love to see him.
King Bo.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you've sold me. Okay, I'm good for this.
You know, I can't think of a better option right now. So that's maybe
that's fucking amazing. Inspirational.
I would hate it because he's such a jobber and it would devalue the King of the Ring a little bit, but I would still love it.
Oh, fuck off. What's the King of the Ring right now? When's it elevated somebody? Right. Fucking, did it elevate Sheamus? No. Did it elevate King Barrett? No. The only guy elevated slightly recently was fucking William Regal. All right, 1997. Tell me someone was fucking in the modern era.
Oh, good point.
That guy, the one guy.
Was it 1997? That sounds way too late. Probably
King Booker?
No, fucking Austin. When did he win the King of the Ring? Was it 95?
96.
Fuck me, I can't get it right. 2020.
Let's see what we have here. Kill, repackage, two, keep two the same. McFreakin' Duncan, Mega Powers Radio, Fanboys Anonymous, Peyton's Twitch, and Smark Out Moment. I'm going to keep Smark Out Moment at Fanboys the same, obviously. Repackage Twitch, because the NPR show is not really working all that well when it comes to that, and not having those characters. And kill McFreakin' Duncan.
Yeah, I was going to say, kill McFreakin' Duncan, because there's nothing there, simply. That was a weird one to throw out there. Repackage? We're in the process of doing it some, but I'd like to see Smark Out Moment be shuffled around a little more. I still think things can be done a little differently, and certain segments shouldn't have to take as long or prominence, and get rid of some of the stupid ones like fucking... What's that one?
Finisher versus Finisher.
Yeah, Finisher versus Finisher. What a fucking dumb topic. I hate that fucking... stupid. What else would I repackage? I'd repackage the Twitch show. No offense, but it's just been kind of awkward since the MPW show went down. I think it fits more on the radio, but it doesn't a bad show. I think it just needs to be reworked so we can get some more interactive gaming on there or change it some way. Just a little odd if it's on Twitch. As far as keep the same, I guess Fanboys Anonymous. If you want to write on there, I'm sure Tony will appreciate it. And
very much so.
What was the other one that I've left out, or have I covered them all?
I think that's it.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
What about you, Kaelin?
I'm pretty much on the same page, although you won't really have to kill McFreakin' Duncan because he kind of did that himself. it is such a shame about the how the video game got screwed up. So that, you know, I know we're still going through and trying to figure out what's going on with that, but I think it's been working all right. But if there was something else, some more of a, I'm not exactly sure, but maybe repackage.
What's disappointing about that? That was a brand new change.
Yeah, like, I know. I was really liking over, it.
And it's already got, and like, no fault of any of ours. We couldn't have fucking stopped that. That was just whack.
Right.
Yeah.
I also felt like it was a bit weird just having half one show, half the other. I always thought it could be integrated a little more.
It
seems odd that it's a post show and then another show, like, but
I did like the other added element of that too. But we'll see what's going on. I know Mike's going to get 2K17 and stuff, so we'll see what's going to happen here in the future. As far as repackage,
if you guys are listening, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah. Repackage also, yeah. Smart Out Moment. I know you are kind of juggling things around in the last couple of episodes, so once we get the right formula, like I think the last one was pretty good, but we'll see how it's going. And then keep Fanboys Anonymous because I like it.
Still just have a couple more. It's a long edition.
Couple more.
This is another Pokemon one, actually. I missed this one. What do you think? Why do you think the wrestling Pokemon Hall Lucha can't learn submission? I assume different wrestling styles?
Because the game developer Game Freak and Nintendo didn't put it in.
The biggest thing, I think, is why are there bug flying types like Butterfree that can't learn Fly?
Because I think Fly is meant to also be a move that can carry a trainer spot to spot. Now, of course, that fucking goes out the window where Pidgey and Spearow can learn it. And Doduo, oddly enough, the one
that's... flightless bird can learn Fly.
I don't know if that's still the case, but it very much was in Pokemon Stadium, and I believe in Red and Blue. But yeah, there's a few fucking odd ones there.
It was weird on Stadium too, because you could see the animation, and it was like Charizard flaps his wings and flies up, Doduo or whatever, just kind of like teleports.
Orcs. Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a children's game. Stop thinking about it too hard. Yeah.
What match that was scheduled that didn't happen did you want to see? Sting versus Undertaker.
Nope. Would have been two old men having a shitty match. You would have tuned in for the entrances and wished the match was over in 5 minutes.
Still would have wanted to see it.
You would have wanted to see the entrances.
At the very least.
Yeah, that's all you
want. And for them to stare down in the ring.
That's all you want. You don't really want the match. You just want the dramatics. So nobody wants that match. Everyone thinks they want that match. They don't want that match. Shawn Michaels versus The Rock.
Yeah, that's another good one.
I'm going to go with two that they weren't officially scheduled because it was just a rumor, but that Hawaii show that was supposed to happen a few months ago, where we were supposed to have John Cena versus Shinsuke Nakamura, and we were also supposed to have Brock Lesnar versus Kevin Owens, and that ended up not panning out. But I thought both of those would have been great matches. Hopefully we can see those in the future.
Any thoughts on the Cruiserweight Classic? I'm loving it.
Not watched a single bit of it yet, and it's right up my alley. I don't know why I have. I think it's just...
time. Definitely take the time to watch it. I've seen...
That's the thing. I don't want to just leave it running on in the background. I want to give it my attention, so I'm waiting until I've got the time. It's not like I have to watch it soon. It's like not time-sensitive material, so...
Yeah. Every match that I've seen so far has been good. Or great. Some of them have been really good, and there's a lot of people on that roster that I want them to just, like, just sign them, move them on up, give them an NXT or Raw or whatever. Like, TJ Perkins, really surprised about him. Sean Maluda is actually pretty good.
How's Zack Sabre doing? Has he wrestled yet?
I haven't seen him yet. I think he might be tonight's episode, but I didn't get a chance to check that out.
I hope he doesn't flop. I mean, I've seen, for the most part, that guy's very consistent, but I've seen a couple flops. But also, most of his work that I saw was when I was working shows and watching him on the card, so... he's probably improved, like, ridiculously since I've seen him.
Some other standout guys that I think are really good. I said Perkins and Sean Maluda, Lindsay Dorado, Aria Davari, which I thought that's kind of weird that I would be saying about Davari. Kota Ibushi, of course. Akira Tozawa was really cool. I actually liked Mustafa Ali quite a bit. And I would say probably my number one that I would be like, wow, they need to sign this guy real quick. And I'm pretty sure that they have. Cedric Alexander.
Yeah, he's a very impressive guy. He had a tag team partner. I don't remember his name, but he's quite good too.
Have you checked it out yet, Kalen?
I have not watched any of it yet, but like Wego said, it's something I would totally be interested in. So I need to just sit down and binge watch those sometime.
I would recommend it to everybody out there. Go ahead and don't skip out on this. It's really good. And our last one, finally.
Have you saved the best till last, or have you just saved something till last?
I think it's a pretty good one.
Okay.
Who are going to be the new SmackDown 6?
Does SmackDown have 6 members?
Right.
It's tough. I will cheat a little bit here and constitute American Alpha as one. But I would say American Alpha, AJ Styles, Apollo Crews, Ambrose, Ziggler, and Cena.
John Cena, AJ Styles, Dolph Ziggler. That's when it gets hard. Those last three, Dean Ambrose. Those last two are tricky.
You wouldn't put Cruz in there?
Not yet. I haven't seen. Have you seen him have even a 4-star match yet?
No, I think he's on his way there, though.
Exactly. He's not fucking there yet, though.
There's Baron Corbin. There's
fucking not putting him up there. Like, I like him, but he's still improving. There's no American women Alpha. That are fucking standouts right now. Oh, I'm a sexist, and I think the women fucking shit gold.
You clearly don't know how to talk about women.
Shit, that last two are too hard. Like, now, SmackDown got fucked.
Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins.
And Rhino.
Oh, Randy Orton, he's on fucking SmackDown. He's always good. I don't know anyone else. I guess Apollo Crews by default, but... Like,
the Miz is on there.
Yeah, but is he really... Like, the SmackDown 6 was about having, like, these amazing matches. I was such an advocate that Cesaro should have been on SmackDown.
He should have been.
I guess Bray Wyatt, but he fucking sucks in the ring. Is Del Rio on SmackDown?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. If he fucking gets on his A-game, maybe him.
You got a six picks?
Yeah. Did you say six picks or dick picks?
Six dick picks.
Okay. I kind of split them into kind of how they were doing before. I have a face pair, a tweener pair, and a heel pair. My face pair would be Ambrose and Cena. My tweener pair would be AJ Styles and Randy Orton. And my heel pair are Bray Wyatt and Baron Corbin. And I know Corbin is kind of it was a tough pick for me. I'd rather go with The Miz, but I'm going to stick by my decision for now.
Shit, it could be Shelton Benjamin if he still can go.
Yeah.
I'm up for that.
SmackDown's a weird brand.
Like, it really is. It doesn't know what it's doing yet.
It's got enough star power where it can survive, but it's just so weird.
It's so unnecessary to do this brand split.
Shelton Benjamin's got to come in as a babyface, right?
He doesn't have to. I think he'll initially get a pop regardless. So there's so many times a guy's debuted. Like, remember when Seth was back? He's like, yeah, I'm back, and fuck you.
This is what's confusing. I think he's going to come in as a babyface, and I think he's going to feud with The Miz or Baron Corbin. Mm-hmm. But they could have him feud with somebody like Apollo Crews, where they could have him feud with... Well, Dean Ambrose is with Dolph Ziggler right now. John Cena's with... Where, you know, he can feud with Del Rio. There's a lot of different options for him.
What they did with Rhino in NXT. He'll come in as a babyface. He'll beat up some heels, put some heels over, and then he'll switch to heel when they need to put some babyfaces over.
Yeah.
And then switch him back again, like they did with Rhino.
And what they did with Big Show every week.
Yeah.
Countless every week.
All right. Well, that was a long addition to this. I want you guys to leave your comments below with those little tags to let us know what, you know, you were referring to and all that. We are going to take another break because we need a break after this one. And then after that, we are going to be going into the Fantasy League to end off the show. So click on part 5. We will see you in that section, everyone. Welcome back to the final part of episode number 244 of Smack Talk. We have the Fantasy League to get into, which hasn't been updated for a little while, so we can't give you that much of a breakdown of what's happened since Battleground and all that such, but we are going to get into our trades here. We did a couple trades last week, so the waiver wire is switched up a little bit here, but Kalen did not make any trades. He is first up. Kalen, anything you got on your mind?
Make a trade, pussy.
Yes, I do have some trades. But I just want to remark, I have three champions on my team right now. I got The Miz, Sasha Banks, and Rusev.
Yep, three chances to lose belts.
That's right. But that's okay. I'll hold on to him for now. I also have Kevin Owens, and he is not going off my team anytime soon if I have anything to say about it. So I'm going to go. I have Apollo Crews. We all had big plans for him or big thoughts when we did the draft originally. A lot of you were surprised that I didn't take him with my first pick. I don't think he's going to do much for me. I'm going to drop Apollo Crews. I'm going to pick up Randy Orton.
Not a bad idea, though. I mean, Randy Orton's not somebody who's like, you're dropping Apollo Crews and picking up Epico or something.
No.
So Apollo Crews for Randy Orton, which moves Kalen back down to the waiver wire, which means next up is Peyton, who didn't send me anything. Next up is Drew after that, didn't send me anything. Then it goes to me, and... I am obviously not getting rid of John Cena. I think Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson are going to win those tag titles soon, so that should be a nice little boost. Nia Jax, man.
Dude, she's going to pick up wins for the majority of her career until she's a fat fucking dancing funkadactyl. But other than that, she's going to be pretty good.
Hmm.
The flabberdactyl.
I think I'm going to stay the way that I am right now, just to be safe. Although it's tempting to pick up Apollo Crews.
I'm tempted to drop Chad for Apollo Crews, but I'm not sure who's going to have more upside. I'm sticking with what I got.
You're going to stay the same, too? So that goes back down to Kalen, then, if you want to make another trade.
I'm not going to pull a Drew and drop Randy Orton and pick up Apollo Crews again. No. I guess I'm going to stay right now. But I'd also like to find out who has been winning these predictions contests for the pay-per-view, because there might be a shakeup in the works. And I haven't been keeping track of that shit, so.
Yeah, you won, but like, if you don't use it when you're meant to, you lose it. So you don't have it anymore.
Well, if I know that I won it, I will use it.
No, you have to know these things, and you didn't. So
You got to check WWEFantasyLeague.com. All right, well, then that's it then for the Fantasy League. Plugs are next. Kalen, you're up first.
Yeah, check me out on the Twitter at Kalen Ferris. And if you would like to play some trivia games, go to Sporkle.com. That's Sporcle.
Way go.
All right. If you haven't noticed, my Twitch has been on somewhat of a hiatus with me having a new work schedule. But until I am back on there, you can keep updated on me at Twitter on Stephen Wago. All the way around. At Stephen Wago on Twitter. Jesus Christ.
You can keep me updated on me with
you
my
can
other
do
thing.
The thing with the stuff and the gliding.
And the All right, guys, keep following Smarkout Moment all over the place at Smarkout Moment on social media. Check out that rest hold for any information that you are not aware of with that. And next week, I don't know what we're going to be doing for our main event. So if you have any suggestions,
Superstar Stars, Braden Walker.
10 for everything. Come on.
Easy. Brains out of a voice. If you want Superstar Scores Braden Walker, post in the comments below.
But you gotta post with a timestamp.
Yeah, fucking bitches. Like, we're not addressing. Actually, that's the new rule. If you don't have a timestamp, your comment never gets addressed.
What if they're answering the Ask Him?
Tough shit. The only way these fuckers are gonna learn.
Tough love.
Alright, leave your suggestions in the comments below, and we will take all those into account. But this is it for episode number 244. Thank you all for listening, everybody. This has been another Smarkout Moment, and we're being counted out.